Say, God is good.
God is good.
And His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Say it again. God is good.
God is good.
And His mercy endures forever. And when I got saved, I had, thank you, Lord. I didn't have a good relationship with my father. And I grew up, and when I was become a teenager, I wanted to murder my father. And that was the reason for myself, behind bars. That was my imaginations for me. Because when you murder somebody, you go to jail, right? Not in, like in New York, but in India, do you do? But because my father was very angry man, never drank, but I don't know why, but he was always abusive, very abusive. And I thought that he's the reason for us to be destroyed. Not just me, but my all brothers and sisters, beat my mother without any reason. So I grew up hating him. And I thought he's the reason for everything. So one day I said to him, I said, I know I'm going to die. I don't know why, I always felt I'll die young. But before I die, I'll kill you. But thank God for Jesus. That was my plan, but his plan was different. Amen. When I got saved, gone to Bible school, and he spoke to me, he said, go, there are many like you. Have no peace. And tell them about me. The state I come from, called Punjab, you saw that man with white turban, right? The man who appeared to Jesus in Louisiana in 1989 in a camp meeting. And this, actually that man represents our state. The Sikhism comes from Punjab state. So when the Lord told us to start a Bible school, we very firmly believe that we are answered to that reason.
Yes.
Your answer to that. And in our state, in 2013, we had just 1.5% Christians. But now we have, last year it was 15%.
Wow.
10% growth. Hallelujah. Now, why I'm saying this? Because, you know, I was talking, Pastor Doug was talking, Brother Adam was talking. I know the state of, a spiritual state of New York somehow by the news and whatever the things happen here. But I was wondering why you are here. You are the only light. If you gone, there's no hope. There's no hope. You're anointed to serve, anointed to preach the gospel to this dying world where the darkness is taking deep roots in the hearts and in the minds of people. So this not, should not be shocking to us. This is happening, but this is already said in the Bible. Let's go to start with Isaiah chapter 60, please. Are you okay to read Bible in the church? Okay. Amen. Isaiah chapter 16. Let's start from reading verse 1. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light. For behold, the darkness and the deep darkness, before the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. So what is happening around us, it is not a new news for God. It should not be a just new news for us. It is very much in the Bible. God knew this before time. But he said, arise. My light shines on you. My light come upon you.
Amen. Yes.
My glory comes upon you.
That's right.
The Lord will arise over you. For when the Lord arises over us, I believe it's not just to for us to feel good about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Oh, the Lord arise on me. Just to be brag on it. I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
But it's not to brag on just for myself. That the Lord arise on me.
Mm.
That His light shines on me. There is a purpose.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
There is a purpose of Him to arise on us. His glory to come upon our lives.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to just show the world, look, the God's glory on me. Or to show the other Christian that God's glory on me. It's a purpose of a glory of God in our lives.
Hallelujah.
And His glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. That is the purpose. Very purpose. Because there is a darkness on them and the deep darkness on the people's mind and on the earth. You and me, the light we are carrying, is with a purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
To lighting up, giving a light to them.
Yes. Yes.
They're in darkness. They can't see it. But brother, they don't see my light. That's a problem with the church.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
We always say, people don't listen to me. People don't pay attention to me. People don't pay attention to us. People pay attention to God's power.
Yes. Mm.
People pay attention to God's glory. People pay attention to God's light, not to our lights.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Because they have the same thing which you have as a human, but they don't have something which God brings in our life.
Amen.
They need God.
Yeah.
They need God's power.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to His disciples, He said, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you,
yes,
you will receive power.
Mm-hmm.
But power to do what? To be my witness.
Yes.
Witness of what? Witness of a gospel that Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the healer.
Yeah.
He can set you free. He
yeah.
can deliver you.
Yeah.
He can take your life from this mess.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
He took my life from this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had no hope. I used to walk on the roads and cry. Tears will just go on. I think there is no one for me. No one cares for me. But you know, He never forgot me.
Mm.
But thank God when I got saved, He spoke to me.
Hallelujah.
He said, there are many like you. Have no peace. Go and tell them about me.
Mm.
Go to Proverbs chapter 3, please. I know the verse I'm going to read, a lot of Christians, most of the Christians does know this verse. But I'm connecting this with the power of God and the glory of God. Okay?
Yes.
So chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Just think about this verse for a minute. Even preaching the gospel, we don't need to lean on our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We need to trust the Lord
yeah.
with all our hearts.
Yes.
What did it mean? We need to trust His power.
Mm-hmm.
How you can do that? We need to spend time with Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get to His plans. how he wants us to do, where he wants us to go, whom he wants us to meet. You know, you cannot get a power of God just roaming around. I'm thankful that you're reading Bible. You have a plan to read your Bible.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to spend time with God.
That's right.
We should take time. We have a time for everything. If you say, brother, I don't have enough time to pray and sit with God, you are lying. I'm not agree with that. We have a time to eat, we have a time to watch TV, we have a time to for a phone, for our social media. How much time we do spend with God every day? Power of God is not going to move until we sit at His feet. You want to see a miracle? You need to sit at His feet. I remember when the Lord told me. The Lord told me to go to a pastor, work with him. I did. And I wanted people to get saved. I took time. I took time to spend time with him. I just fasted for a week. Didn't eat anything. Just pray. I'm not saying my fasting is going to change anything. But I needed myself with him. I wanted to see the power of God. Because this world, they just worship idols. They don't know Jesus. They're not from a Christian background. They don't know about Christ. If when you say 1% Christian or 2-3% Christians in India, where there is 1.4 billion people, you understand? We are the most populated country in the whole world. We crossed China just last year. I always say we are involved in two things: timing and the population. But how you get these people saved? They have all the religions. Do this or don't do this. They have all the commandments from other religions for a good works.
Yeah.
Change your mind. Become a good man. They have all these things. But those things doesn't change people. Power of God does change people.
Yes.
They need to see Jesus. And Jesus can be seen when His power manifests. How is power manifest? How these people get saved? So I took time to pray and spend time with the Lord. The place I was going and preaching, on my bicycle I used to go, no one was Christian. They just worship idols. Idols. No one was Christian. They just worship idols. We started talking about the Lord. When the power of God hit that place and people started getting healed. People started getting changed. When they started getting changed, I remember when I used to go, the two people from the two villages, it was a twin villages, they were just following like a crowd. In the evening when do the meetings, just crowds. Hundreds of people would sit and listen to the word. But it was not me. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. And the power of God will not come by leaning on our own understanding.
That's so good.
Not with our own ideas. How we can reach out. And God can change people. I have seen this many, many times in my life. Because we had an opportunity to go to a people where they don't know Christ at all. But only one thing had changed them when they saw the power of God. When they saw this God is different than others. This God is different than their gods. Amen. So we need to, in my heart, I just came sitting here to talk to you to spending time with the Lord. You know, Jesus didn't move without spending time.
That's right.
He spent time in a prayer.
That's right.
Sometime whole night. And he got early in the morning in prayer. Disciples spent time with him. Paul and Silas, they were going to the place of prayer when they met the slave girl who had a demon. Right?
That's right.
Peter and others, they all spent time in a prayer. Do we spend time like that? We all want to see a change. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Listen this carefully. We are in a spiritual work. This is not a something natural work which we are doing in preaching the gospel. This is very much spiritual. And you cannot gain spiritual advantages or get people saved without having a spiritual help. No. People are not going to change because you're telling them about Jesus. People are going to change with the power of God.
Yeah.
Paul said, I didn't come with just the man knowledge or wisdom, but we came with the power of God. Our words should have a power involved or included into it. Pharisees, all the people in time of Jesus, they knew the Bible. They had a knowledge.
Yeah, they did.
But it didn't work for them.
That's right.
Jesus said, you go around the world to just make one convert. Right? That's why they're jealous about Jesus, because he was converting so many.
Amen.
But it was the power of God.
Yes.
He said, I do what I see my Father do.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. I'm here to do the will of the Father. If he knew to know the will of God every day for his life, what about us? What about us? We need to know the will of God for every day of life. We need to get people saved. And people are not going to get saved because we look smart. I'm from New York, brother. Now listen to me. I'm from India, brother. I'm a pastor, so and so. They're not going to. They are going to change by the power of God. And that's what Jesus said. When the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will receive power.
Yes.
You will receive power.
Yes.
Power of God convicts people. Power of God changes people.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's why we have to spend time with Him.
Yes.
When the disciples first time baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know how what they were doing? They were waiting on God. In Acts chapter 1, please. They were praying, right?
Yes.
How many days? I think at least 10 days, right? After the resurrection, after Jesus was taken up to heaven. For 10 days, they were waiting and praying. Now my question is, do we have that time? Do we spend time with God? I'm not saying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit you need to tarry. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a different perspective. Different point of view that we need to spend time with Him. To listen to Him. To get a more anointing. Jesus said, I'm anointed. For to what? To preach the gospel. Set the people free.
Yes.
You are anointed too. Amen. But you need to spend time with Him to carry that anointing, to soak that anointing inside of you, to get into His presence. When you spend time with Him, you smell like Him. You talk like Him. You carry that power. When the power of God is such an amazing thing, when you walk in that anointing, I tell you, then you have to do very less, little. Everything power of God does.
Yeah, that's right.
It changes the life of people.
Yeah.
The power of God.
Yeah.
We were in the St. Louis many, many years back. And visiting the church, and we were staying with one family. You remember I already said Acts chapter 2. We'll come there. Well, let me share this story with you, how the power of God changes people. And we were in St. Louis, and the family we were staying with, the lady's nephew was visiting them, and he was not a Christian. He was into a creation worshiper. And they were believing in healing with those kinds of things. And he was studying somewhere in Canada. And we started talking to him about the Lord. He said, God is in everything. That's what they say, right? In India also, they say God is in everything. They worship their tools. They worship everything they see. They think God is in the tree. They worship God. Trees also. They worship snakes. They worship cows. Name anything they worship. You know, they think the God is in them. And I told him, I said, brother, I come from a country where they worship everything. These things does not carry God, but these things tells us there is a God who created them.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Trees are not, God is not living in the trees. But trees can tell you that God created them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. God lives in us. But not in these things. The creation tells you there is a God. But God is not living in a creation. So, that's just a knowledge thing. And then we talked about his born again experience. I said, did you ever see? Because then I shared my testimony, how God changed my life. How the peace came. God's peace came onto my life. And then, he said, when I was 12 years old, my grandfather died and I received Jesus. I got born again, but I didn't get any peace. Actually, then you have no answer to say, right? When somebody says, I know. What do you say? And it was late night. And I was saying, okay, let's close this conversation. Go to bed. But my wife was more stubborn on this. And I feel the ladies are more stubborn than a man. And they are, which is a good thing, if they are on the right track. Which is really powerful, because when I read Bible, the ladies, the widow got her answer from unjust judges, right? Yes, lady with the issue of blood, yes, they're stubborn. They're determined. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. They are more prayerful. Women spend more time in a prayer. Right? A lot of people say, my brother, my wife goes to church. I just stay home. A lot of people, right? Thank God for the ladies. Praise the Lord. So, my wife, but she kept talking. And we kept talking. And suddenly the power of God came upon me. Let me tell you, this power of God that changes things. And never happened to me before. But that day, this guy was 6 feet 2 inches tall. And the power of God came upon me. And I said, you need to get saved right now.
Wow.
That's what I said. But that's what we, not me. But it's the power of God.
Yes.
It makes changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
When this guy got up from the college, started walking towards me. And the man of the house thought he's going to hit me. But when he got up from his chair and started walking towards me, and where I was sitting, he knelt down and put his head on her face on my lap and started crying.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow.
And we prayed with him. Started crying. He took all what he was bearing, all those, things in his neck and hands, took him out. Got saved.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Got saved that night.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But that was done by the power of God.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was done by the power of God.
Yeah.
Not by Sushila Kumar or Monica Kumar. Nothing. It is the power of God.
That's right.
This guy got saved. And he said to me, why? There was something, it was stopping me to receive Jesus. You guys were talking, but something was just forcing me not to believe, not to receive. It's a power, power of a darkness behind people, not to receive Jesus. And those power of darkness are not going away, brothers and sisters, until unless we carry the anointing of God for people to get delivered. Or set free. And the next morning when he got up, he said, I had a dream, something from my beings, there was a snake I saw, and he went out. I've seen those kinds of things. I've seen hundreds of people getting saved and healed. When no one was a Christian, not even a born-again Christian around those areas. God sent me those places, but he didn't send me without a power. But you know, I needed to spend time with him. I still make that. I'm not doing ministry without power, without anointing. You can't do it. This state or this city needs our prayer. We need to spend time with God. Don't just fulfill your religious activity that you're doing something. You're doing ministry for the sake of a ministry. But have a heart for it. Have a compassion. Ask the Lord, what can I do? I need these people to get saved. I need these people to get healed and delivered. And they're not going to get delivered without the power of God. And God will do it, my brothers and sisters. God will do it. We need to sit at His feet. We need to sit at His feet. Things are going to change. Don't just think about yourself that you are coming to church, you are okay. You're not okay. You're not okay, I'm telling you. You like me or not? When I'm speaking my heart, I believe I'm speaking what God wants me to speak. You're not okay. It's not okay for us. I always thought about if I'm just living for myself, just working, feeding myself and raising children or do things and not God's work, man, that's nothing. The purpose of our lives should be served. And God has a purpose for every one of you.
Yes.
Has a purpose. Did you find chapter 1? Chapter 1. Jesus said to his disciples, verse 4, and it says, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. What? What? Who said this?
Jesus.
It's in the New Testament. I'm not talking about waiting to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, but waiting for the power of God. Now you, I believe you, most of you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. But what do you do with that power? Do you use that? Or you just brag on? I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, brother. I speak in tongues. Come to church, I speak in tongues. What about at your home? Do you have a half an hour to speak in tongues?
Come on. Good.
We will be responsible. You will be responsible. One day we all stand before Him. He said, wait. But to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard from me. But John truly baptized with water, but you shall baptize with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Look at verse 8, please. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. And you shall be my witness to me. You shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And they waited and they were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. In the next chapter, man, Peter, the same guy who was so intimidated or afraid, fearful, just 50 days back, he stood boldly to preach the gospel. 3,000 people got saved. But they are not saved because Peter preached a good message. They are saved by the power of God.
Yes.
We need to preach with the power of God.
Yes.
And people will be saved. People will be healed. You don't need to be afraid when you open your mouth. Be bold.
Yeah.
God will heal people. Signs and wonders will follow. You have to believe for it. You have to pray for it. Take your mind off from yourself. Take your mind off from your problems.
That's good.
That's the devil has played with the church. People are so concerned about their own problems. They're consumed with their challenges in life and they don't look outside. I tell you, when you take care of God's kingdom, He will take care of your house, your life, your seek His righteousness and His kingdom first, and these things will be added unto you. Your family problems will be solved. Your family problems will be solved. He will take care of it. He did it for me, He'll do it for you. When I got saved, I was the oldest person. In India, you live together and you take care of the family. Your brothers and sisters, if you're older. And my father worked for a post office and he was retired. And the same year, I went to Bible school. And then the house was running with his pension and some other things. But he fell very sick. And the doctor said, they are not sure. And the people told me that he will live or not. I said to God, I said, I'm serving you. If he dies, I have to take care of my family. And I was in a meeting on 11th May 1999. Man of God stood on the platform and he said, there's a young man who left somebody, your relative at home, very sick. And I will heal him. You don't need to worry about him. And those days, we didn't have a phone in India that time. And I wrote a letter on May 13. And the 17th May, he received a letter reading completely healed. And one of my friend was standing by him who was not a Christian. And he was witness to that. And even my father was not a Christian, but God still took care of him. You know why? When you take care of His kingdom, He will take care of your family. But you need to take your mind off from your problems. For me to come and serve God was not easy. It was not easy. My sisters used to have a torn clothes, and I used to feel shame. No money, but I have to serve because He called me.
That's right.
He said He needs to take care, and He did. And today, my whole family is saved.
Hallelujah.
My father gone to the Lord, with the Lord now, but I had a privilege to lead him to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is.
In the end days, he was telling me, so she let me go. I want to go. And I purposely asked, where do you want to go? He knew that I was stopping. He said, let me go. He said, where do you want to go? I just asked him. purposely. He said, I want to go to the Lord.
So amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. 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 God will take care of us.
Yes.
He loves us.
Yes.
He loves our family.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's not just a mere word. He meant it what he says.
Yes.
He meant it. Mm-hmm. But we need to take our minds off from ourselves, from our problem, mm-hmm. and we need to fix our mind what God is telling us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want this city to get saved? You want people to be saved, healed, delivered?
Mm-hmm.
Sit at his feet.
Yes.
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, please. My brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
Paul is encouraging us. And in the power of his might.
Yes.
How you get strong in the Lord and the power of his might, how you do when you spend time with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quality time.
Yes.
Taking a time that I want to spend in a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fix this time. This many hours, or 1 hour, or 2 hour, or half an hour, I want to spend this with God.
Hmm.
I was talking to one of my staff. I said, do you guys saving any money? I just purposely, I encourage them, you know, to just spend all the money you have. They save some.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not always enough. I don't have it. I said, it'll never be. You need to make it.
That's right.
To have enough. You need to save it. Same with the time. People say, I don't have a time.
Mm-hmm.
You make to have the time.
Yes.
You have to make a decision that you have a time for God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You have to check your priorities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Facebook. Instagram. I don't use Facebook. I don't use. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it, you know how much time it takes? Did you ever thought about it? Social media?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. But that is not more important than God.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
It's not more important than God. Our social media is nothing if we don't have a time for God.
Yes.
It's value nothing. We all at least can take a half an hour and pray every day.
Yes.
In tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor didn't tell me, Pastor Christian didn't tell me what to preach.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
If we need a change,
yes.
or you need a change in this, you need to pray. We need to pray.
Yes.
We need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have a word of faith.
Yes.
Your prayers can be more powerful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't use it, then you will be accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
Whom is more given will be more accountability.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. More accountability.
Yep.
Don't just brag on yourself, you're a word of faith people. We are, praise God for that.
Yes.
But do something with that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Do something. I remember when we were in the ministry, I was helping in another Bible school, and we used to work from morning 6 till night. Because there was like 777 students. A lot of students. You have to work with. But I decided I want to pray for my father every day, half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. But I just kept praying in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
I depend on the Holy Spirit. I prayed every day, half an hour. And after a few months, as I was praying, because I touched that part, you know, hit that wall,
yeah.
the Lord said, no, started thinking. Thanking God that He saved.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a surety of the things you hope for.
Yeah.
Evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
But that surety doesn't come in one day, sometime. It comes in His presence. You have to be sure. Amen.
Amen.
I was not every day saying, save my father, save my father, save my father. I said, Lord, I'm depending on you and I'm praying. And I prayed in tongues and I was serious. Determined about it. I'm determined about it. When I make a decision that I want to spend this much time with God, I want to do it.
Amen.
You know, I get up in the morning. I don't talk to anybody. I want to, at least 2 hours with Him. And then the evening and the night, going to the bed sometime, 2 hours again in the night, reading Bible, praying again. We need it.
Yes.
I'm not anything special. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just encouraging you, we can all take time. We have a lot of responsibilities in the ministry. But I still made up my mind that I'm going to do. My wife does the same thing. If she sits in a prayer and reading Bible, He doesn't come out. Praise the Lord for that. We need to do it, sir. We need to get people saved.
Yes.
We are in a spiritual warfare where the victory is already won, but the devil is a thief. He doesn't leave easy anything. He will fight every inch. But how you will know that? How you will get a victory on those things? Because by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit will come when you spend time with Him.
Yes.
He will tell you what you do. Yes. What step you should take. That's what the Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6 says. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Then He will make your way successful. Mm-hmm. He will lead you where to go. How you acknowledge? Just I took the name of the Lord and everything? No. Just spending time and asking what way I should go.
Mm-hmm.
What we should do. Amen?
Amen?
And He will lead you. He will guide you how to reach out to people. What to tell them.
Right.
You know, always turn back to Him. Whenever I need a help or my church members need a help, I just come to Him and say, God, help me to help them. What should I do? What can I do?
Yes.
I don't use my own natural understanding. It tells me a lot of reason. My mind tells me, do this, do that, do this. You know, all of our minds runs. The Bible school we do, people stay on the campus. Now, right now, we have, I think, 40 students, near about 40 students, right? Just the Bible school started last Saturday. I got a whole weekend fly. And when I got to hotel, it was 28 hours or maybe in a traveling. But that strength doesn't come with my own strength. It comes with His power.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm here, but I'm not worried about a school. The reason is, I have a confidence in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in Him. I'm not afraid. He's going to take care of things. He's going to. But how that confidence comes, sir? Because everybody has the same mind. Everybody has the same kind of a thought comes. A reasoning comes.
Uh-huh.
How that will happen? What will happen here? What will happen there?
Yes.
Does happen to you? Uh-huh. Happens to me.
Yeah.
But all those thoughts calms down when you sit in His presence and meditate on His word and speak in tongues.
Good.
And you speak in tongues. Thank God for the Holy Spirit and tongues.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We have that. Man, come on. We use the power of God.
Yes.
Don't just sit with that. Speak in tongues. Take your time. It will calm your thoughts. It will lead you. It will guide you.
Yes. That's really
good.
Paul said, whoever speaks in tongues, he speaks mystery. No one understands. And we don't need to. Honestly,
yes.
We don't need to understand it.
Thank you.
Just pray,
read,
and meditate. Ponder upon it.
Yes.
You will enjoy.
Yes. Yes.
You will enjoy His presence.
Yes.
I enjoy Bible. As sister said, she thought she never read Matthew look like. Right?
Yes.
You know, that's so true. The more I read my Bible, the more I feel I know nothing. Honestly, I'm very honest. I feel like I never read it before. Because God keep opening things. He keep opening things. And that's why we have to enjoy. Enjoy your Bible. It's enjoy His time. Not just read because the church said we have to finish the Gospels in the summer. Right? Not for that. That was what Pastor Kristen will ask, what she will say if you if I didn't read my Bible. No, not for that. Enjoy your Bible. Enjoy your time with Him. You will enjoy the Bible. This is an enjoyable book. It's not boring. I'm telling you. You feel sometimes it's boring. It is not. I used to feel even the names are so boring. The genealogy when you read those things. But now, when I read more, I enjoy it. It's a history, man. I never liked history. Now I like it. Because you connect to those stories. God put their name in the Bible with a purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You connect that story. Oh, that happened here. That happened. That was the person. Wow, why? That's why his name was mentioned here.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So enjoy your Bible. Spend time with him and God will speak to you on a daily basis.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. He will. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's true. He will. Yes, he will guide you on how to deal with your situations, with your problems. Mm-hmm. You know, I just like this. Maybe... are we okay?
Yeah,
timing?
Yeah, good.
Okay. It's okay?
It's okay.
I'm not going line by line, right? You understand that? But I felt with Chizen Mahar, I'm sharing with you. Just please, I request you and beg you, spend time with him. Sometimes I feel the Western churches has that problem. I'm sorry to say that. But I feel sometimes they have this problem not spending personal time with him. Which we needed.
That's good.
Talk about Brother Hagin. Spend every 5 hours in a prayer time. But if you're not spending time with him,
it's
not your call is not going to be fulfilled.
That's true.
Luke chapter 4, please. Verse 16. I like this portion. It says, so he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, now look at his, as his custom was, it means he gone to church also. Okay? He went into a synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. You know, he found the place about himself. We need to find a place, our place also in the Bible.
Wow. Yeah.
And you need to read that yourself. God has written for you too.
That's right. Yes.
For me too.
Yes, he does.
God has written for us. Read it. All the letters are written to us. About you and about me. He found the place and he read. And he said, he was very bold to say this. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Hallelujah. You know, the same applies to you and me too. The Spirit of God, the Lord is upon us. And he has anointed us. To preach the gospel to the poor. We are anointed. The Spirit of God is upon you. You can go and preach the gospel to the poor. Tell them you don't need to be poor anymore. You don't need to be a homeless anymore. Because Jesus took your poverty. He took your poverty. You need to preach the gospel to the sick person that Jesus took your sicknesses and healed you.
Yes. Yes.
Or a sinner. You tell them you don't need to pay for your sin. You don't need to live in a sin because Jesus took our sins.
Yes.
God made him a sinner for us who knew no sin
at all.
That he made you his righteousness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus confessed about himself, we should confess this. He was not confessing in his room. He was confessing in front of everybody there.
Yes.
Publicly. Publicly. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If he was sent, you too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You don't need to hear special call. Go ahead and preach. You are anointed.
That's true.
You are anointed. Man, you lay hand on the sick and they will be healed.
Yes.
They will be.
Yes.
I have seen this. Hundreds of people getting healed like this. Sometime now, from few years, God have anointed us to for a healing for the joints and the bones and the backbones and all these kinds of things. And now in these days, I don't need to even pray for them. I just don't pray. I said, just believe. And people are getting healed. Doesn't matter what the problem is. It's not because of Sushil Kumar. It's because of him.
Yes.
He has anointed you.
Yes.
He has anointed you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not about a man.
That's right.
It's about him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has anointed
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind.
Yes, yes.
Not just a spiritual blindness, but the physical blindness also. You can believe when people can be, blind eyes can be opened.
Yeah.
You don't need to be afraid.
That's right.
You don't need to be. You know, when I started ministry, I prayed for so many people, never got healed. But I kept believing. I said, Lord, your word says, lay hand on the people.
Yeah, really good.
I believe. And after many years, I see that. Things happen. Sometimes under the anointing, thing just happens. People just, I don't even pray, people get healed. Sitting in the meetings.
Glory. Glory to God.
You know, Brother Doug Biscuit.
Yes.
We were in that church in near Lancaster, Palmora, last year, and we were praying, and his sister-in-law was sitting in the backside, and almost everybody got healed in that, whoever came up, but she didn't come for a prayer, and she came up crying, and she said, I want to give a testimony. I said, what? She said, I brought a glass, bought a glasses for me, and it was a fancy, I was bragging on those glasses. Look at how glasses are and all these things. But today she said, I forgot my glasses at home. But I was sitting, the screen was blurred to me. But I got healed. Just sitting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Isn't God good?
Yes.
He has anointed us.
Yes.
He has anointed you.
Yes.
I pray that you guys just go and shake your neighbor.
Amen.
Yes, glory to God.
For the anointing of God.
Hallelujah.
It's not about you. It's about the power of God. It's upon you. I said it's upon you.
Yes.
Say it's upon me.
It's upon me.
It's upon me.
It's upon me.
Hallelujah.
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 To set at liberty those are oppressed.
Yes.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
and
to
then
God.
Look at it. Then he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. What he did. They're just looking. What are you going to say? And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears.
Yes. Yes.
He was bold. He said, this is fulfilled.
Yes.
Hey, these scriptures are fulfilled in you and me.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yes, yes, they are.
You can fulfill in me, fulfill in Pastor Christian, in your life.
Yes.
Amen. You can lay hand on people, people will be healed.
Yes. Yes.
I tell you, people will be. They will be set free. Yes. But my request is to you is please do take time to spend with him.
Yes. Amen.
Make a commitment.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to spend time. I'll take a time from a social media, but to give it to God.
Mm.
Can you do that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We can if you want. Depending on your heart. But you can. You can. I'm serious about it. I'm serious. God is serious.
Yes, he is.
God needs you to carry his power.
Hallelujah.
I said God needs you to carry his power.
Yes, he does. Yes.
He needs you. It's not going to happen just spending time on other things. Preaching the gospel on the social media. Some people think they need to answer everything on the social media. Yeah. You don't need to.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm. We need to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's another thing which the devil just brings to people, substitute of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, answer and it keeps you busy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you take your time, just soak into his presence. Be filled with his power.
Yes.
And you will see the glory of God, not just in your life, but in others too.
Yes.
The Bible says in Isaiah, which we read the first part 16, the Gentiles will come for your light. Come to your light, right?
Yes.
They will come to your light.
Yeah, they
will. You know, when we started another church, where there was also, when the Lord told me to go that place, no one was a Christian. And the power of God was so powerful, moving the Spirit of God. People were just getting healed, filled with the Spirit, laughing. And we were sitting in one shop and with the other believers, they were just got saved. And the other guys, the neighbor from their shop, he came to us. He said, why you guys are so happy? Why you stay so happy?
Mm-hmm.
He told him. He said, can I get it? I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We called him and led him to the Lord and filled him with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, a lot of people have come to me and said, what is the reason for your joy?
Yeah.
People have asked us a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they will. Just spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, the prayer was so important for us.
Mm-hmm.
When we started our church in that place, we had no place, no building, no church. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So for the prayer, after dinner, people, I told the church members, come. And we had a, like, where there's, you know, we don't have a, like a very high things in India, technology, where you take your people for burial, but just on the public ground, people burn their dead. But it's a appointed place where you can do it. So we used to go in that place in the night and pray.
Wow.
Pray and dance. Speak loudly as much we can, because we didn't have a place. But we prayed. No excuse.
Wow.
No excuse. We did. And I used to go to the fields and pray loudly. And the church members all, after the dinner, just come together. They pray together. They speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Pray. Brings changes.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You need to take time.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Are you ready for it?
Amen.
Can we spend some time in the prayer?
Yes.
Okay, let's stand up.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands. Start.
Hallelujah.
Speak in tongues.
Thank you, Father.